Title: New Employment Laws to Look Out for in 2021. Content: On January 1, 2021, various new and amended employment laws will go into effect in California. Below is a summary of some of these laws that employers should make themselves aware of heading into the new year. All laws discussed in this post go into effect on January 1, 2021, unless otherwise noted. AB 685, COVID-19 Reporting. AB 685, codified under Labor Code 6409.6, sets out new requirements for employers to notify their employees, employees of subcontracted workers, and union representatives of suspected and diagnosed cases of COVID-19, and also to report workplace outbreaks of COVID-19 to local health departments. Employers who receive notice of potential exposure that a qualifying individual, i.e. an employee who, 1, has a laboratory-confirmed positive case or a diagnosis from a licensed healthcare provider, 2, received an isolation order from a public health official, or 3, died due to COVID-19, must, within one business day, take the following actions: notify your employees and the employer of subcontracted workers that they may have been exposed to COVID-19. Provide written notice to your employees and the employer of subcontracted workers, e.g., temporary staffing agencies, who were at a worksite within the infectious period of any employee who may have been exposed to COVID-19. You can inform workers of the dates that an individual with COVID-19 was at the worksite, but you should not share information that could identify the affected individual, e.g., do not identify the person by name or describe them in a way that would lead towards their identity. The written notice can be hand-delivered or given by email or text message and should be in both English and any other language understood by the majority of employees. Notify union representatives. Provide written notice to union representatives, if any. Provide information about benefits and other options. Provide all employees who may have been exposed, and to employers of subcontracted employees and union representatives, if any, with information regarding COVID-19-related benefits to which they may be entitled, including but not limited to workers' compensation, COVID-19-related leave, and paid sick leave, as well as the employer's anti-discrimination and anti-retaliation policies. Notify employees of your disinfection and safety plan. Notify all employees, the employers of subcontracted employees, and union representatives, if any, of the company's COVID-19 disinfection protocols and safety plan that the company plans to implement and complete to prevent further exposures, per Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidelines. If there is an outbreak of COVID-19 cases at the same worksite within a 14-day period, you must also notify your local health department. You must report the outbreak to your local health department within 48 hours. You must update the local health department with subsequent COVID-19 cases thereafter. For a further explanation of this law or defined terms, such as infectious period, notice of potential exposure, qualifying individual, or worksite, please see our blog post here. AB 1947. Attorney's fees for whistleblower retaliation and extended time period to file a DLSE claim. AB 1947 amends Labor Code 1102.5 to authorize courts to award attorney's fees to whistleblowers who prevail on retaliation claims under Labor Code 1102.5. In addition, AB 1947 extends the time period to file a DLSE claim. For a more detailed explanation of the authorization of attorney's fees for whistleblower retaliation claims, please see our blog post here. For a more detailed explanation of the extended time period to file a DLSE claim, please see our blog post here. AB 2017, Sick Leave and Kin Care. AB 2017 amends Labor Code 233, which permitted employees to use half of their annual accrual of sick leave to care for a family member, to give employees the sole discretion to designate leave taken to care for a family member as sick leave. AB 2143, No Rehire Provisions in Settlement Agreements Currently. California Code of Civil Procedure 1002.5 prohibits no rehire provisions in settlement agreements. These provisions generally state the separating employee will not apply to work for their previous employer, or any related entity, and the employer's decision to not hire the employee is not discriminatory or retaliatory.